Senator Chuck Wieger represents District 55 in the Minnesota Legislature. His district includes parts of Ramsey and Washington counties in the northeastern Twin Cities metro. He also has a house here in Cook County and visits as frequently as he can. Now, he'll join us periodically to compare and contrast local and metro legislative issues. But today, let's start with the DNR's closure of the moose season. Welcome, Senator. I believe you're considering some moose season legislation of your own.
Well, good morning, Jay. On the moose decision yesterday by DNR, I applaud that. I, like many people that up in the area, have witnessed firsthand the dwindling population of moose. I thought it was unfortunate that we had to have the hunting season where we already knew the moose population was at risk. Common sense told you that. Petition drives and others have helped in that initiative. Actually, I did have legislation which would have had a moratorium on this, but at this point, the DNR has responsibly said time out, and let's see what we can do before the moose is extinct.
Will any group in the Senate talk about this beyond just mentioning it? I know in the House they're going to have some sessions that will be informational. They won't be legislative.
I'm sure there'll be in the context of our overall budget for various programs on tourism and the DNR budget specifically, as they will be doing some further study for moose. That the subject will come up. That'll be up to Senator Tomassoni, I believe. But he being up there in the range, he knows about the impact for moose on tourism. So it's very important, and I know Representative Dill will be doing this as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we like to talk to you from time to time because you present an interesting perspective. You're a metro legislator, but you've also got a real feel for the way things are up here. I wonder if you could kind of put the governor's state of the state or his budget in perspective as you see it from kind of both angles.
Well, the big picture, I salute the governor for hitting a home run with the state of the state last night. It focuses on the budget, and he offers a balanced, fair, honest, no gimmicks budget, and that's good for all of Minnesota. You know, whether it's metro, rural, up on the shore, we're just happy that he offers a vision for a path to prosperity. We've been borrowing and cutting for the past decade, and we need to strategically invest as needed for the future. And so for all of Minnesota, he sends a very important signal, and there'll be changes as we go through the process, but it's the conversation that he has put forward in his initial proposal, which I commend, and we look forward to discussion. But he's put together a great package with a big emphasis on improving the lives of the middle class.
Now, we've been having, this week, there have been some hearings on gun legislation, and I wonder, if, from your perspective, if you see a disconnect, or is there an agreement in your mind between what you see in the closer to the Twin Cities area and what you might see up here in terms of what would fly with the public as far as gun legislation. Now, I know this is in a preliminary stage, but just an idea of where you think it might go.
Well, first, I want to reassure everyone that we're not looking at any proposal that's going to confiscate arms. We're getting emails perhaps every 5 minutes from persons concerned about that. And we have a constitutional protection already on the right to hunt and fish back in 1998. We're not looking at anything addressing that. I actually supported the concealed carry permit legislation, which I believe has been implemented very responsibly. And key to that was due diligence and background checks and safety training. We're looking at proposals now in light of the national disasters that we've heard about in schools and communities, and it justifies a review of what's being done now. And it's not just on guns, but, you know, safe schools in general and, you know, intervening when someone needs help. In terms of gun legislation, you know, there's a number of proposals. Should a violent felon have the ability to possess a firearm? You know, do we need to have military-style assault weapons, you know, for protection? You know, there's some would argue that and that you should be able to have blank check access to the weapons under the Second Amendment. We need to be reasonable in how we apply these laws, and you know, nothing is going to change in the short term over the next few weeks. But we're going to be discussing the impact, and I would say a lot of the concern for change probably is more in the St. Paul and Minneapolis. It's mixed in terms of support on some of these proposals in many of my suburban communities that I represent. I've had town meetings where, you know, there's division. But actually, I just had a call from a friend up in Colville saying that you know, we need to act in terms of reasonable background checks for people that want to have a firearm. Not saying we shouldn't have a firearm, and I support that, but the people that have firearms should be fit to have that. And you know, violent felons, for example, and people that you'd have a question on their capacity, we have to say, you know, are we really safer if that occurs? So we're reviewing it. Nothing has occurred yet, but we are having that discussion.
Well, Senator, we've been speaking with Senator Chuck Wieger. He represents District 55 in the northeastern suburbs of the Twin Cities and has a place up here in Cook County, visits frequently. And I hope the next time you're up here, you'll stop into the station and say hello so we get to know you better. But we will check in with you periodically, do a little compare and contrast as we have this morning. Thank you very much. And I hope that the legislative session goes along smoothly and that you're able to get up here maybe at the end of the session, at least.
Yes, well, we appreciate that, and we will have a number of hearings on various proposals. It's still relatively early in the session. May 20 is the deadline. Each of the listeners, whether you're right in Cook County or you're streaming, contact your own legislator if you want to weigh in on a particular proposal, and we do appreciate that feedback.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.